During this year's China-U.S. Strategic and Economic Dialogue, as well as the annual China-U.S. high-level consultations on people-to-people exchanges, a wide range of bilateral, regional, and global issues have been covered. Chinese Vice Premier Wang Yang says this year's talks have created the conditions for a stronger foundation and a more stable Sino-U.S. relationship.
Increasing understanding is an important precondition for the willingness to cooperate between China and the United States. Dialogue and communication is an important way to develop friendly relations between the two countries. The success of the dialogue is yet another testimony to the maturity of our major country relationship. It also shows that SNED is an indispensable platform for China-U.S. cooperation.
One, as the talks have also laid the groundwork for the economic agenda of Chinese President Xi Jinping's forthcoming trip to the U.S. in September. Over 70 different agreements have been worked out as part of the two-day sessions in Washington. On the strategic track, Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi says the talks covered a number of different areas.
Secretary Kerry and I had thorough discussions on how to build a new model for our major country relationship, deepen practical cooperation, enhance China-U.S. cooperation in Asia-Pacific, handle regional hotspots and global challenges, and manage differences in a constructive fashion.
For his part, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has described the depth and breadth of the discussions as significant. He says this reflects the commitment of both sides to cooperate in issues of common concern. Kerry says he expects that commitment to continue.
We are anticipating an historic visit by the President of China here. We look forward to continuing to develop the issues that we laid out today, on which there is huge increased cooperation.
Kerry also says the U.S. welcomes the emergence of a stable, peaceful, and prosperous China that plays a responsible role in world affairs. Meanwhile, as part of the people-to-people talks, the two sides say they've come to agreements on around 100 different issues in several areas, including science and technology, education and culture. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.